The National Communications Authority, NCA, has finally given approval to the Ghana Institute of Journalism to operate a radio station on campus. It has also agreed to release to the institute the radio equipment which the NCA confiscated about 8 years ago. The rector of the institute, David Newton, announced this at the institute's 11th matriculation ceremony in Accra today. Linda Godi has filed this report.
This year's matriculation ceremony saw the highest enrollment since the establishment of the institute 50 years ago. With over 2,000 entries, only 613 applicants were admitted to offer various courses. The rector, David Newton, said the increase in enrollment has been made possible due to the introduction of evening and weekend classes and the renting of additional facilities at the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation premises. Mr. Newton hoped that the establishment of a radio facility on campus will help improve the practical training of students in broadcast journalism. He said the ultimate dream of developing the institute's new site is so high on its agenda. He announced that the grading system of the institute has also been revised.
At long last, the National Communications Authority, NCA, has given approval to the institute to set up a radio station here on campus. The NCA has also agreed to release to us our radio equipment, which it confiscated about 8 years ago. It is our hope that the establishment of the radio station will go a long way to improve upon the practical training of students in broadcast journalism. The granting of a presidential charter has provided us with new opportunities to review our curriculum and introduce new programs. Our grading system has also been revised. The pass mark in all subjects will be 50% instead of the 45%. The institute will soon introduce a number of master's programs. The institute is collaborating with the Wellcome Trust of the United Kingdom to develop training programs in health reports in conjunction with the Greater Accra Regional Health Directorate and the Ghana Journalist Association.
He advised the matriculants to be disciplined and work hard to uphold the ethical values of the institute, which makes it unique. The matriculants have, however, called on the management of the institute to expedite work at the Okponglo site, since the institute is too small to properly accommodate the students.
Linda Goji filed that report.